Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. Harry Dent's here. HarryDent.com. You can find his newsletter there, Boom and Bust. You can find out more about his books there, The Great Boom Ahead, which is 30 years old, foretelling most of the stuff that's going on right now. Also, Zero Hour. That's another one of his books. Harry, thanks again for being here. Look forward now into 2020 and maybe even 2021 and tell us what you see happening.
This bubble, first of all, is following the same track as it was in the first tech bubble. There was a big correction in the middle of the bubble into late 98, and then a final blow-off with Feds pumping money in for Y2K, which didn't happen, but they pumped it in anyway. That went into stocks.
So when you, I want to make sure, Harry, in case somebody just tuned in, when you talk about a bubble, you're talking about the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ and all that, right, reaching new record levels.
Yes, they're going to record levels. Like, the economy is growing at 4 to 6% when the economy is growing 1 to 2%. Mm-hmm. That is a bubble. Stocks are divorced from reality because they're driven by money.
They're merely a leading indicator of themselves now, aren't they? They're no longer
a leading indicator. They're a lagging indicator of Fed money printing, is what they are.
Say that again.
Their stocks are a lagging indicator of Fed money printing. That's what they are now.
You won't hear that.
Securely
many other
money printing. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. The Fed just goosed up $424 billion in the last 4 months, twice what they did at the worst peak QE in 2014, and stocks have gone straight up on a two-week lag from when they started doing that, straight up with no good news, no change in anything, including impeachment, the China trade deal is nothing, no economic improvement. It's just stocks driven up by money being poured into Wall Street and the financial system.
At some point in time, what do you see the resolution being?
A bubble burst of the magnitude of 29 to 32. It's all about bubbles bursting, not about, you know, small businesses overexpanding and stuff, or even as much bad loans as there was in 2000. It's just these bubbles have to deflate. It's going to cause a massive exodus of wealth. I'm talking $60 trillion in the U.S. in financial assets, and that's real money in people's brokerage accounts and home loans and all this sort of stuff is going to disappear, and the economy is going to have to shake that out, and it's going to be the deepest downturn we've seen since 29 to 32. Not quite as deep for the economy, but similar in financial assets. You better get out of stock. I think it's going to peak between late May and late August is what my projections are. Going with the past bubble and this trajectory building up, especially since early October, we got months to go. And when it blows, there's not going to be anything the Fed can do about it because money's going to disappear so quick. They're not going to be able to print money fast.
So you think the correction is going to happen this year?
I think it's going to peak this year. There'll be a first crash. There'll be a strong stimulus thing to that. But the way you'll know, when we go down more like 40% in a few months, that means it's over. The next bounce will be a rebound with hope from stimulus. It will not work. And then you'll go into a 2.5 year, give or take, slide. It'll be stocks down 70 to 90%. So this is not something to listen to.
You're saying that the Dow Jones will go down 70 to 90%.
Yeah, it'll go up to, say, 31, 32,000 and then down to 5. That's my rough projection. We will never see these
highs in decades to come. That'll create a global depression.
Now here's the thing. If you get out and cash out when real estate and stocks are so high, like Joseph Kennedy did, then you rebuy the same companies, the same stocks. Yeah. If you're in a small business and you hunker down and survive this shakeout, there will be a shakeout.
Let me say one thing real quick right here, because there is something positive in all this. In the last 10 years, small businesses have deleveraged. The economic downturn won't last as long as it would have because small businesses, Harry, will save the day. The bright, shining light in the next correction will be Main Street. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yes, it will, because you guys didn't leverage back up like Wall Street.
That's right.
And the
That's exactly
companies.
Right. Your
large companies have been buying back their own stocks with free money, leveraging up. They're going to get creamed the hardest. So because the small businesses,
especially if they borrowed, money. Hey, Harry, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here, even with the scary news. We need to hear these things. HarryDent.com is the website. Harry, will you come back another day?
Sure. We got a free newsletter on that website to try us out.
Check it out, folks. HarryDent.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.